I really hope you don't mind me just popping by like this, but I was in the neighborhood and I wanted to say hi to your wife. Maybe see if she wanted to go grab dinner or something? Oh, that's right. I totally forgot she left for the weekend. She told me that last week. Ugh, I'm so forgetful sometimes. Well, maybe some other time. So, you've got the place to yourself, huh? Doing anything fun? Sure. Thanks. What are you having? Sounds great. I could really use a drink after the week I've had. Yeah. Well, just typical single girl stuff. I don't know if she's said anything to you about how I've been having a really hard time finding someone. I have certain needs that most guys just can't meet, so. Like what? Well, the obvious stuff. I want someone who loves me and is fun and funny. Looks are obviously important, and come on, you know what I'm talking about. Ugh, fine, I'll spell it out for you. I can't seem to find anyone who can satisfy me, sexually. Most of the guys out there are too small or can't last or just have no idea what the fuck they're doing. And if I do find someone who's adequate in bed, they always seem to be broke. Which is the other problem. Most of the guys I meet don't make enough money for me. I know, it sounds so childish and so shallow, but it's true. I was treated like a princess growing up, and I've been grown accustomed to having a daddy figure to take care of me. I get it, it's ridiculous, I know. It's embarrassing, but it's who I am, and it's really hard to change. This is making you kind of uncomfortable, I can tell. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have told you if you hadn't asked. We can change the subject if you want. So, what about you? Enough about my problems. How are things between you two? I gotta say, when us gals are together, you're quite the topic of conversation. Don't laugh, I'm serious. She's always bragging about you. About how you take care of her, take her shopping, spoil her, how you, keep her happy in the bedroom. You're blushing. To be honest, the rest of us are kind of sick of it. Don't get me wrong, we love hearing about how amazing you are. She's always flashing her new jewelry, beautiful clothes, big stacks of cash. I mean, for fuck's sake, I feel like I could tell you exactly what your dick looks like, and she talks about it so much. Don't get embarrassed. You should be flattered. Why would you get embarrassed about how all of your wife's friends get hot when she talks about you and how well you fuck her? We love hearing about you. What we're sick of is, well, her, I guess. I'll admit it, we're all pretty jealous. And we want what she has with you. I think she knows that, actually, and she keeps throwing it in our face. Honestly, she can kind of be a bitch about it sometimes. But you probably know that, don't you? No comment. That's what I thought. Okay. I can tell you're embarrassed that you don't like how I know secrets about you. Tell you what, I'll play nice and tell you a secret about me. Don't worry. I'm not here to get you to do anything that you don't want me to do. I just wanted to share some thoughts with you and see how you react. But I won't do it unless I know that all of this stays between us, okay? Can I trust you? Good.
I knew I could. You're so sweet. You know how I told you that I'm looking for someone to take care of me? What I really want is for you to take care of me. I need and deserve to be spoiled, and you have it all. You've got all this money. I've heard so many stories about your cock and how well you fuck. I need and deserve to be satisfied, and so do you. Let's be honest. We both know she can't make you come as hard as I could. I need a daddy like you to treat me like the princess I am and give me everything I need. Can you do that? Can you be my daddy? Will you spoil me and fuck me and make me happy? Oh, look at that. Somebody likes what they're hearing. You're growing quite the bulge down there. I can make out a lot of details in those gym shorts. You must not have anything else on. You know I want to see it. I've pictured it in my mind for so long. Can I see it? Please? I won't tell anyone. I won't touch it. I'll stay over here. I just really want to know if it looks like exactly what I've imagined it. It'll be a secret. Just a quick look. Oh my god! It's gorgeous! How is it even better than I thought? It's so perfect. It's getting harder, too. It's growing. Can you play with it if you want to? I'll just watch. I'll just watch and keep talking to you. That cock. That luscious cock. You know it's being wasted on her, don't you? It obviously makes her happy, but look at her. Does she make you happy? Does she make you as hard as I could? Look at my body, sweetie. I take care of myself. I work out every day. I keep my long legs tan and toned and smooth. My breasts look exactly the way they did when I was 17. My pussy is sweet and soft and warm and tight. My ass is round and, well, it's perfect. And I've caught you looking. I know you're an ass man. This is the kind of body that cock deserves. Keep stroking for me, baby. It's so obvious that you like what you see. That you like how I talk to you. That you want me to be a princess. That you want to be my daddy. Am I right? Is that what you want? Can I call you daddy? The way your cock just twitched when I call you daddy is all the proof I need that this is exactly what you want. I want you to come for me. For your princess. I want daddy to come for me. To give it all to me. To give everything. After you come, will you take me shopping, Daddy? We can go spend some of your money on some sexy clothes for my perfect body. Then you can parade me around, showing everyone how well you take care of your princess. We can go out tonight, and I'll be so slutty for you, rubbing your cock in public, climbing all over you, grinding myself against you. So everyone will know how happy I am to be your little princess. Oh god, Daddy. Your cock looks so beautiful. I can't wait to have it in my throat. I can't wait to sit on it, Daddy. Don't stop jerking off for me. Do it just how you like. After all, if I'm going to be a good princess for you, I need to know exactly how you want your cock stroked, don't I? I need to find out how you like your dick sucked, or how you like to fuck, where you like to come, I have so much learning to do, Daddy. You'll be so much happier now. You won't have to keep wasting your cum on that fat bitch. You can give it all to Princess. You can bury your cock in me and fuck me as hard and as long as you want. And while you're pounding me, we can call your ugly fucking wife and make her listen to how happy we are. Stroke that dick, Daddy. I want your cum. I want your money. I want your attention. I want your babies. I'll let you blow your load deep inside me and fill me up with babies so I can be your sweet princess forever. Keep stroking, yes. Do you want me to count you down, Daddy? So you can let it all out. So you can come all over. Let Princess count you down while you look at my body, while you look at your new toy, your new girl. 5. Don't come yet, Daddy. Not till I get to 1. You have to save that perfect cum shot, okay? 4. Oh, Daddy, we're going to be so happy that you won't even believe it. You can dedicate that wallet and that cock to Princess now. I'm so excited to have a real man taking care of me, giving me whatever I want. Keep pumping that perfect cock for me. 3. That dumb fucking cunt wife of yours is going to be devastated, knowing that she can't have you anymore. Knowing that Princess stole you because I'm more beautiful than she is, and because I'll do whatever it takes to keep you, Daddy. I'll be your little public bimbo slut. 2. Are you ready? Are you ready to be my daddy? Are you ready to make me your princess? As soon as you come, that's who we'll be. Daddy and his princess. Forever. 1. Come for me, Daddy. Show me how much you love me and how well you'll take care of me. Oh, spoil me. Spoil me with your cum, Daddy. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes. Good, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, that was amazing. There's so much cum. You better go get cleaned up because Princess wants to go shopping. We'll call your piece of shit wife on the way to tell her that she's fucking out. I can't wait to tell her myself and laugh at her while I do it. Your life is better now. I love you so much, Daddy.